The original sin is to limit the is. Don't. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Richard Bach said, the original sin is to limit the is. Don't. This appeared in the Messiah's Handbook in Illusions that he wrote. Very, very great statement, a very positive statement. Each one of us, throughout our lifetime, has spent a great deal of time limiting the is, limiting the allness, limiting the reality of all that is. Now, why do we do that? Why do we limit the is? Why do we limit God? Why do we limit the absolute? Why do we limit our reality? We limit our reality because we've been trained to do that. We have been trained to think we're only human. We have been trained to think that we are subject to the wiles and the ways that humanity has and that the world about us has. Now, if this were true, then we would not study. We would not go to school. If this is true, we would not build spaceships to go off into outer space and look around at the world around us. If this is true, we wouldn't do any of these things. But you see, within each one of us, there is an expansive nature that wants to be expressed. Within each one of us, there is the ideal of being the allness that we can be. We are dreamers. Humanity is a dreamer. And the dream that humanity dreams, these dreams, that's our awareness of the is. That's our awareness of the divine, the absolute, the all. Our dreams, our wildest dreams, are just the edge of the infinite consciousness that we are looking at, and we'd like to pass over that edge and reach inside and be aware of all the magic and all the mystery and all the fun that lies there for us to enjoy. But if we're going to keep limiting the is and saying we can't do things, if we're going to limit the is and say that it is not the allness present right now within each one of us, if we're going to do that, then we're nothing. We're nothing. We will do nothing and get nowhere, which is okay. Which is okay. Because our purpose in being here is the two-pronged thing that we talk about, be yourself and have fun. Now, have you ever seen a person who was themselves and having fun? Yes, and you oftentimes thought they were silly. You thought they were very silly people being themselves and having fun and cavorting around in unusual ways. And you thought to yourself, they're not balanced. They're not tending to the status quo. They're not living up to what society expects them to do. Isn't it interesting? You go to Hawaii and you buy these outrageous shirts. And you wear them in Hawaii, and it's perfectly okay. Then you come back to the United States or anywhere else in the world, and you wear those outrageous shirts, and people say, oh, you've been to Hawaii. Oh, you are silly. Oh, that is outrageous. That is, the colors are so brilliant and so forth. It's just not proper. Get some proper clothing on, you know. Look like the teeming mob, the rickety-ticky people, the rickety-ticky houses. You know, they're all the same, and the people are all the same. They're all dressed alike. Now, tell me, please, when you go to church, what do you expect the minister to wear? Do you expect him to wear a suit and a tie, maybe a robe, maybe a turned-around collar? Do you expect him to get up there in his swimming trunks? What would you think if he got up there in his swimming trunks? You'd think, this guy is crazy. What if he got up there in his sport clothes, you know, in his sport trousers and shirt and shoes? You'd say, well, what a casual fellow, you know. And if the guy got up there naked, my God, that'd blow the minds of everybody in the congregation. But just think about him. What is his purpose? What is his purpose in being there? Is his purpose in being there to give a message or to make an appearance or both? Now, maybe he represents the stability of the community by that robe. See, that robe is that covering garment that hides everything. It hides whatever he's wearing underneath it. He can wear his sport clothes underneath it. He wears a Hawaiian shirt and you'd never know it, you know. And he puts that robe over it, and he really is a Hawaiian shirt guy underneath, you know. And this is beautiful. But what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to be ourselves and have fun by going against tradition, going against functionality, going against what people expect of us? Or are we supposed to be ourselves and have fun by harmonizing with the world around us and doing what it is? Well, let's hope that you're not shaking your head yes, because that's not true. We do not want to harmonize with the world around us. Herb, they'll shoot you, they'll hang you. Yes, that's true. That's true. The people who are being themselves and having fun are not the people in harmony with the world. Einstein was certainly not in harmony with the world. Edison was not in harmony. They were the inventors, the dreamers, the wonder people. And many of the great other people Beethoven wasn't in harmony with the world. He was in harmony with that divine spark within him. And he was taking from that divine spark all the magic that it had to give. And he didn't fit. Bach, you know, Mozart, all these other musicians, and look at the painters, you know, a bunch of crazy people, mm-hmm. Crazy people. They're outrageous as far as society goes, but they were great because they listened to an inner drummer, which was not the outer drummer. They listened to the inner magic of who they were. They listened to the is, perhaps not perfectly. Because if they listened perfectly, they wouldn't have expected anyone to see what they did. You know, here's an absolutely crazy person. Here is, let's say, Titian. You know who Titian is? One of the great painters of all time. Or Michelangelo. You could take anyone. But let's say, take Michelangelo. You're more familiar with that. Michelangelo, what would you think if Michelangelo would make beautiful statues and then hide them away in the cave, or maybe bust them up? What would you think if Michelangelo would take spray paint and go all over the Sistine Chapel after he painted it, because he didn't do it for anybody but himself, and he wanted to erase it, you know? You'd think he was crazy. You'd think he was absolutely bonkers, you know? And you say, what are we going to do with a man like that? We must put him away before he destroys all of his gifts to us, you know? But you see, being yourself and having fun is for yourself alone. And you won't be understood when you're being yourself and having fun. You can't expect to be, because you're doing your own thing. And you're doing it marvelously and wonderfully and harmoniously and happily. But the is in you is unlimited. The is in you is the divine spark that's just waiting to illuminate the world, to ignite the world with the magic of who you are. Let's just say Jesus was a divine spark. And he illumined the world, and the world did not appreciate it. Buddha was a divine spark, and he illumined the world, and the world didn't come rushing to his door. He didn't have thousands gathering about his feet, listening to him. But his teaching was so pervasive, so powerful, that the entire Indian philosophy and religion had to encompass it, because it was something so beautiful that it could not be ignored. And yet he did not go out and rush from door to door and say, hey, hear me, I've got a message for the world. He didn't have any television, he didn't have any books, he didn't write a thing. Things were written about what he said, so we don't really know what he said at all. You see, all of these wonderful things that we have seen by these people who were the leaders of the world, and I don't mean the leaders of the civilized world, the leaders of the invisible world, you might say, the world of magic within our soul, the is world, all those who are touching the infinite allness, they're not understood. And they're not understood only because we expect them to be human and to be what everybody else is. If your child can talk to people that aren't there. If your child is a genius and expresses it as an early age, do not be surprised. Be surprised that everybody else isn't doing it also. But be delighted that he is being himself and having fun, and encourage it. And in each other, if you're being yourself and having fun, encourage it. But you won't fit in. You won't fit in with society. You won't fit in with the program, because to be yourself and have fun means you're being quite different from what humanity expects you to be. You're laughing when death is there. You're laughing when people have illnesses or other problems, not because you think it's funny, but because you recognize right through it. You see what's happening. You see that person moving on to another dimension of experience that is absolutely fantastic, but they can't see it, nor can the world see it. But you see, when you're being yourself and having fun, you have a vision that goes far beyond what a human vision would allow. So practice following that wonderful, unlimited vision of the is in you. And as you practice following that unlimited vision of the is in you, you watch. You watch. Our statement is, the original sin is to limit the is, and then don't. So today, take this as something special in your life, that you're going to be yourself and have fun. If you give a promise, follow it through. If you decide to do something different, then follow that through. But whatever it is, be yourself. Do not be contrary to yourself. Be yourself. Stand up for who you are and know who you are. And knowing who you are and standing up for who you are doesn't mean that you can violate the rules and the things that you have agreed to. You must set a new program in mind for yourself. Michelangelo set a new program in mind for himself. He went up and painted the Sistine Chapel with all the magic that was within him. But you don't realize, and you'll never realize, and they never talk about it much, what preparation he made to do that. He was a brilliant man. He was well learned in the Bible stories. He did the paperwork down below, and then he put the matching forms up above so that they would all fit into the scope that he had given for them. He planned, he prepared. His magic was not just thrown up there with, it could have been, but it was not just thrown up there. It first was in his mind. First he knew he could do it. First he had the vision of what he wanted to do, and then he did it. So you can start looking inside of yourself now for that vision, because it's been knocking at the door all the time. Whenever you have a headache, that's the divine in you wanting to come out. Whenever you have a stomachache, that's the divine in you wanting to take over. Yeah, whenever you have a toothache or any ache at all, that's just the divine in you saying, hey, take charge. Take charge. You're letting the conditions of the world disturb you. Don't limit the is. And with that, I will say, have a lovely day. I'm with you all the time, and I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.